Good morning. Greetings from Michigan. Okay. Our theme for today is going to be change is only an appearance. Change is only an appearance. So let's follow a breath. Breathing in, following the flow deep within, following the flow out, and following that deep breath in. And follow the breath without engaging any thoughts. Dear ones, please be sure that your microphone is turned off for now. So follow the breath deep within and then follow it out. And do this without engaging thoughts. Aware of thoughts, yes. No need to engage. And again, rest in the reality that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person here to be listening. So follow the breath and rest in the knowing that that which is speaking is also that which is listening. Following the breath and just aware of the happening. Without comment. And just aware of any appearance as they flow past. Okay. So just follow another breath and gently settle into the stillness. So many long for change. They want change for the better. They want better health, better companionship, better wealth, and many even work very hard to make changes happen. And for many, change is to be resisted. Oh, just let things be as they were. It wasn't so complicated. It was just easier to understand. Why do things have to change? Let me ask, do you long for change in your life? Or are you on the side that would rather resist change and just leave things as they are? Either side of that coin is telling you there is still a belief in being a person, in being a body. Either side, whether you're wanting change or you're resisting change. How can this be? You see change going on all the time. Change is what the egoic mind tells you is happening. And it is happening to a person, or it's happening to a tree, or a frog, or a dog, or a cat, or it's happening to a house. It's happening to a job. It's happening to health. It's happening to the pocketbook. All of this that appears to be changes in our what we call our daily life, in our, but it is our eternal life. But the changes are only being reported by the mind that has a belief in duality, meaning that there can actually be some kind of change for good and that there can be some kind of a change for evil. Change is not personal. It will never be personal. So let's take a quick look right now to see if there's anything that's taking place with you that you are considering. This is changing in my life, or I want this change in my life. Anybody out there longing for a change? Change is this perception of the mind that tells you that something is happening and something is happening to you. So everything that you have perceived to this point, if there has been this idea that has been happening to me, has never happened. Nothing has ever happened to you. Okay. Did we get some little alarms going off? Did we get mind stepping up to say, now wait just a minute here. I've had a lot of things happen to me. This is what we want to look at. Because this is where you are yet accepting mind telling you who you are. Mine could be saying, well, yeah, I fell down and I cut my knee, or I lost a job. That was my job and I lost it. I lost my husband, or I lost a friendship. This has all happened to me. My mom passed away the other month. Our favorite pet has passed away. All of this has happened to me. There was a change in my life. My life, not God's life. My life, my personal life. And there was a change, and that change happened to me. Now, mind is going to tell you if that change was for the better or for the worst. It will come up with a scenario for you. It will, mind will decide. But let's take a breath. But who am I? And where is the one that is having these changes in their life? What am I and who am I? Firstly, I am the one presence. I am without body. I am without form. I am the immutable, unchanging essence. That is who I am. So, as we go along and we're looking at all of these changes in our life, that's another red flag. That is something for you to stop immediately when you are in the mode of this has happened to me, or this is happening to my family, this is happening to my friends, this is happening to my life. That should be the biggest bell going off. That should be the biggest red flag waving before you, saying, wait, wait, wait. Stop, stop. Who am I? Who am I? So everything that has seemingly appeared to you as change has never happened. Again, nothing has ever happened to you. Nothing has ever been present as a cause of pain, as a cause of suffering, as a cause of loss. Nothing has ever happened to you. Who am I? Who am I that nothing has ever happened to me? Who am I that no change has ever happened to me? If we are believing in the change, then we put ourselves in the activity of either going with the change and trying to make it as best as we can, or resisting a change because we are fearful of what could come along. But who am I? Am I the one that change is happening to? Or am I the one that is aware of happenings? When it is spoken, nothing has ever happened to you. There has never been a change in all of life. There's never been a change. Nothing has ever happened to life. What happens within you when those words are heard? What goes on within your feeling or within mind? Is it pushing it, trying to push it aside, or is it saying, This is very, very key to grasp a hold of this, because it is something that goes on day, what we call day, day after day after day after day. Either minute changes, as we would call them, or major changes, as we know, as mind would call them. So I'm saying there are no changes, and there are no changes that are personal, and nothing has ever, ever happened to you. Okay, are we all agreeing on that one? Or is there a little list, little resistance to that change? So we are aware of things such as aging, lack and wealth, sickness and health, aging and youth. We see the dynamics of what we call duality. And when one phases from one to the other, we call that change, going from good to bad, and maybe back to good again. But stop for a moment. Let's take a look at something here. When there is a change, let's just say with the body form. When there is a change with the body form, how is that recognized? Where is that recognized? Is it not recognized in mind or through mind? Mind saying there's a change here. Now, it might not say there's a change here. It might say, oh, there's another gray hair, or there's another little wrinkle coming up here by the eyes, or feeling the arthritis in the hands. It's all mind is reporting appearances, and mind is classifying them as changes. It has changed from what it had previously been. Can you see then that in the going along with what mind is reporting, there's been a change in the weather, there's been a change in my income, there's been a change in my relationship, there's been a change in my job, there's been a change over here, there's been a change. Can you not see? Take a breath. That it is all mind reporting contrasts. Now, if the contrast that mind was reporting was not part of a belief system, okay, what would have happened? Would there have been a change in body? Would there have been a change in how you respond to the reporting from mind? There would have been the recognition, nothing has happened. Why? Because I'm not the body. What does it matter if the appearance goes from youth to age? I'm not the body. What does it matter if there's aches and pains going on with the body. I'm still not the body. But if you watch mind, it might even get nostalgic about, oh yeah, I remember when I could run that in no time at all. I remember when I was climbing trees and swimming and diving. I remember all of that, and that's past. Mind is tempting at this point to maintain the sense of separation, the sense of being a body mind. Mind gets its juice, so to say, from maintaining itself as the leader. Okay. So we have the appearances of change, but they are only appearances. And what do we know about appearances? They are not power. They have no presence. They have no law. So take a moment. Let's take just a moment. Take that breath and say, okay, nothing has ever happened to me. I need you to recognize what is taking place when you hear those words. Nothing has ever happened to me. Nothing. No exceptions. Nothing has ever happened to me. Be with that for a moment. Nothing has ever happened to me. Nothing has ever happened to anyone. Be with that for a moment. You're probably going to run into a belief system here. Nothing has ever happened to anyone. The main reason that nothing has ever happened to anyone is there isn't anyone. There are no persons. There are body forms as the vehicle for the presence of consciousness. The body is not you. This is why we want to see this clearly. Within consciousness, everything is flowing. If you keep mind out of the mix, you will see clearly it is just flowing. It's just a beautiful, beautifulness of love that is flowing, continuously flowing. When we put mind in that mix, a mind that is still outwardly turned, a mind that has not yet come home to the source, which is the heart of love. When we give that to that mind, then that flow is corrupted into pieces of happening. This is happening. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. And it's happening to them. And it's happening to me. Withdraw. Withdraw that authority from mind. It has no authority to report the truth. Okay. Quiet in that flow and just let all of the thoughts about what has happened, what might happen, or what's going to happen just flow right on by. Or who am I? So again, we go back to the basics. All is consciousness. All is God. In order for change to be a reality, God would have to change. That law, that God law is immutable. And who am I? I am the presence. I am unchanging. I do not go from youth to old age. I do not go from wellness to sickness. I do not go from wealth to poverty. I do not even go from poverty to wealth. So the only reason that we can even imagine a change is because we've given the appearance to the mind. Would you even contemplate a change if it were not for mind? Okay. All is consciousness. So the appearance of change is just that. And appearance. It isn't truth. So you can recall from memory. Anything that you think has been a major change in your experience. Is the underlying current there something to do with body and people? And objects. Take a look. Now, who am I? I'm not the body. Okay. Any appearances with the body have nothing to do with me. Okay. I'm not any object. So anything to do with objects has nothing to do with me. Okay. I'm not feelings or emotions. Okay. Anything to do with the feelings or the emotions that, there's an awareness of, they have nothing what to do with me. Can you see clearly that even the idea of changes, past changes, present changes, or future changes, have nothing to do with you, that they are just happenings in the flow of life? And in that is such freedom. Now, you might say, well, I've got this flowing in my life, which I'm really not crazy about, and I would like that to change for sure, to something better. Now, take a moment. Does it have something to do with the body, an object, a feeling, or an emotion? And who are you? So when you're resting in your freedom, you're resting there because there is the recognition that all of it is consciousness flowing. And it will flow as it flows without interruption or interference from me, from you. Or from any body mind, it will flow. So the appearances of change are all mind reported about objects. But in reality, it is consciousness flowing. It is God flowing. And mind is the only thing that is going to say this is a change that is happening. And what is taking place, what is appearing, has nothing whatsoever to do with a person or persons. Why? Because there aren't any. There are no persons. Okay? So take a breath. What I'm trying to share today is for us to see clearly how things keep us entrapped in a belief system of being separate persons. Okay. So let me know if it has helped a little bit more for deeper clear seeing. It's one of those belief systems that just feels so natural because we've always done it, that sometimes we do not see it. But this is about your awakening, is about your clear seeing. Good morning, love.
Good morning, Mary. I'm so glad you said, I know it sounds really simple, but we're not our feelings because I feel like somehow I believe the feelings are real, and I really get caught on that. Sort of gloms me on to this form. It's like, yes, I feel sad. It just, or I feel
Okay.
angry. What?
Okay. This is okay. This when you start the I am something, 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 or when you begin using your sacred name attached to something that is not yourself, okay, that is what I call the red flag.
Beautiful, yes.
That is the moment when you can recognize, you're recognizing my sacred name is being used in vain, is actually what's going on. Okay. And that produces an uncomfortable feeling within. Okay. Because innately we know deep within our being that is a sacred name. Okay. And so at that point, you're having the feeling, you recognize what's going on. That's the point when that red flag is doing this, okay? It's a waving. It's a waving. That is your cue to take a breath and be still. That is the most simplest thing that we can do, but it is the most powerful thing that we can do because we cut off the mind. We cut off that flow of misusing our sacred name. We cut it off immediately. And if you guys try that today, or if you've already tried it, raise your hand. But it just stops the mind in its tracks. Now, it might only stop it for seconds or minutes, but at least it's broken. It's breaking that cycle. It's breaking that habit
It's a habit.
of misusing our sacred name, which is I.
It's a habit and it feeds, but it's the juice,
Right,
like you called
right.
it.
You keep, yeah,
Yeah.
you keep giving mind some juice by playing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Oh, really? You okay?
No, it's dangerous.
Keep going. I'm just looking for something. Hold on. Okay. I've been working on these. Everybody has to send me their address, though. Where'd you go? Okay. These. Not have it. Okay, I can't find them. These are only half finished. Everybody send me their address.
Ha ha.
You get it?
We get
These are only partially done. I've been working on them. But
it.
this is gonna be your red flag alert.
Maybe it'd be a good tattoo.
The moment that there is a recognition that something is amiss, and
You know,
you just know.
you just you
Yeah, you
it's
know.
an
You know.
it's like an energy
I
change,
mean,
you
yeah.
know. Yeah.
But it's a habit. And again, to break that habit, first comes that recognition, then comes the breath. You're opening up that space to give all of that energy a place to move through. You're not grabbing onto it and holding it. You are opening up your own being and allowing the movement of the flow just to pass. And it passes without judgment. It passes without condemnation. It just passes. Okay. Yeah. First, the recognition and the breath. Can you see clearly why nothing has ever happened to you? A mind might want to give that a bit of an argument, and that's okay to see it clearly. But it's only giving a bit of an argument because it claims that you are the body. So if anything has happened to the body, then yep, something's happened to you. Music. But I remember I had an operation, you know, that happened to me. No, the operation took place with the body. That's so. But you, as a presence of consciousness, nothing happened to you. Or I had a cold. No, that appearance took place with the body. But nothing happened to consciousness. Consciousness was just aware, well, not just, but consciousness was aware of what was taking place with the body. And this is how you have to begin to view it, to break that habit, that habitual idea that, yeah, I'm the body because something happened to me. No. Nothing has ever happened to you from before time until this breath. Nothing has ever happened to you. And nothing ever will. It's just that habit of connecting mind and body as being the self, rather than mind and body being an instrument of the self. Okay.
Mary.
Yes, love. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. In that sense, can I say that There was no birth and there was no death.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
So, because birth and death, they are all with the body.
They are with the body, and you are not the body.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. No one has ever died. You will never die. That which is not born has no death. That which has always been has not had a beginning. Will have no end. This is you. Who am I? This is what I am. This eternalness. I had no beginning. I will have no ending. The body had a beginning, and the body will have an ending. But I will have no ending.
Makes me wonder what the point of it all is.
Well, you're the one doing it. The point is you to know yourself as consciousness. That's the point, I think, is for you to
But I
know
already am that.
you are that, but do you know it in your heart of hearts?
Does the person know it?
The
Why?
person cannot know it. The person
Exactly.
cannot know it. No.
So why are we educating the person?
You're the one that believes you're educating the person. I'm talking to God. I don't know who
I
you're.
see. Okay. More contemplation is required.
And that's one of the things too in our spiritual work. So often we look just to get more and more and more knowledge, you know, another book, another this, another that, another. But how much knowledge is necessary to get to the point, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind?
But it wouldn't matter because the body will vanish anyway.
The body will vanish, yes, but you will not. You will not. You are eternally present. So when you look at the body and the mind as instruments of deep contemplation, instruments to recognize I'm not the body and I'm not the mind, I'm beyond that. This is consciousness recognizing it is consciousness. As long as there is a mind in play that is saying, no, there's separation, there's you, this person, there's them, that person, the purpose is to know that I'm not that, I'm the consciousness that is aware of that. And that's what all the seeking is for, to recognize that I'm not the seeker. I'm not the seeker. I am that which is sought, but I'm not the seeker.
So, under no circumstances will we control the appearance.
Correct.
Okay.
Why would you need to? Or why would you want to? Let's take it from that. Why would you want to control it?
Brings me back to the first thing I said then.
So there's no
Why
need
pay
to.
any attention? Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I lost my train of thought.
Oh, sorry. No, the question was, why would you want to control it?
For a more grace-laden existence.
But you are the very presence of grace itself. How could you have more?
To experience it here and now.
All you have to do is experience it here and now, unless you have an agenda as to what that is supposed to be like, then mind is involved. It has an agenda what grace is supposed to be.
Right. Thank you.
But yes, you are the very presence of grace itself, and it is ever flowing. Okay. And you open, as you said, you open out a way for that imprisoned splendor by recognizing I am not body mind. I am the consciousness that is the grace that is flowing. I am the flowing light. I am that. And that is what and that is what consciousness is doing. It is experiencing and tasting and touching to come into the realization, I am the consciousness. I'm not the body and mind. I'm the awareness of body mind, but I'm not the body. I'm not that which I'm aware of. So your life is full of grace, ever flowing. But again, if you've given it to mind to make some kind of agenda for grace, then you're still in that, you're still letting mind drive the boat.
Right.
So if you take a breath, and you just let mind rest. Okay, we keep coming back to source. When you let mind rest, comes back to source. It comes back to the very essence of grace itself, and it rests in grace. And then you've opened out that way for that grace to be flowing continuously. Okay, guys, how you doing? How you doing with this?
Really good. Really.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome, love. It again, it is about clear seeing. And when you are in an appearance of uncomfortableness, let's say, the feelings or the emotions, you're in that and you recognize, wait a minute, who am I? Who am I? And you take that breath, open the space, and just let it flow. You are to recognize, I am consciousness itself. I am consciousness, recognizing I am consciousness, not person. We are all in that conditioned place of being used to judging appearances and people and persons and places. We are in that habit and in that conditioning. You break that habit. Where they say 21 days to break any habit. You are consciousness, not person. Okay. Okay, is everyone comfortable with what this was about? Is everyone seeing this clearly now?
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Okay.
I love it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Ernest. Perfect.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, love.
It really opened my eyes to something.
Good. Good. Because when the eyes are open, the heart comes open. When the eyes are clear seeing, the heart is clear seeing. Okay. All right. So remember, change is nothing more than an appearance. Mind will try to explain it and decide if it's a good change or a bad change. Do not listen. Be still. Okay? And change has nothing whatsoever, remember, has nothing to do with persons, places, or things. What you call change isn't change at all. It is just the flowing of life. Life being life. That's what is the happening. Don't give that beauty to mind that will distort it. Okay. Until your mind is home, safe, and source. Any more questions or comments, or we call this one complete for today? Okay. Sounds good. So let us pray. Be sure that we have our microphones turned off, please. Thank you. Most beloved self, nowhere can I be where you are not. Nowhere can I wander where you are not there before me. I am the ever-present, unchanging life. I am the eternal source. And I am always blissful, happy, and free. Amen. Om Shante, Shante, Shante. Namaste.
Amen. Thank you.